Welcome to this week's Michigan District's Thought Leader Podcast. Today's topic, the small church. In this podcast, the Reverend Randy Johnson talks about the pressures of trying to grow a church and how pastors feel when those expectations for growth don't meet with what actually is happening. What can a pastor do? Randy answers this question in the Thought Leader Podcast.
I don't know about you, but when I started ministry, I was thinking that I could come to a church and wouldn't be long and it would begin to grow and grow. I was very sure, but it didn't happen. And a thought came into my brain and it said, there must be someone who knows how to grow a church. I started to read. I read everything I could get my hands on. I started to try this program and that program. Nothing seemed to work. Then a friend of mine said, I know of an organization that would lead you through the way to grow your church. So I thought, that sounds great. I then began the 3-year process of learning how to grow a church. Not just any church, though, but a mega church. I went to places like Willow Creek, Saddleback, and many other. I heard what they had to say. I listened intently. I tried many of the things they said allowed their churches to grow. Okay, so my church did grow a little, but it was not the mega church and probably never would be one. People went along for the ride with this crazy pastor and all of his new ideas. They weren't wild about some of the things I brought to them, but they thought, let's try it. They did, and I did, but still, no megachurch. That is when frustration begins to set in on me. Not just frustration, but depression as well. I knew the reason my church was not growing. It had nothing to do with the economy, the loss of population in the area, worship style, or any other such reason. The reason the church was not growing as fast or as large as I believed it should be was because of me. It was my fault. I was the one who didn't know how to grow a church. I needed to know more. I needed to take more classes, read more books. If only I could find the one thing that would allow the church to grow. But somehow, it always seemed to elude me. The megachurch was not going to happen. I was never going to be a megachurch pastor. Guess what? Most pastors will never pastor a church over 200 in attendance on a weekend. That's right. Most pastors will never pastor a church over 200 in attendance. Now what? Now what do I do? Where do I go from here? I've served in 3 churches, attempted to grow each one into a large church. The funny thing is that they did grow, but never to the size I thought they should be. Did you catch what I said there? I thought. Therein lies the problem. I believed it was up to me. I was the one telling God what size church was the correct size for the ministry this church was supposed to be doing in this particular community. That is a problem in many ways, but I believed I was doing it for the right reasons. Larger church meant more members for the kingdom. Surely that can't be wrong, can it? Well, of course it is when it is my idea and not God's idea. God is the one who grows the church. The world tells every pastor of a small church that if your church is not growing, you must be doing something wrong. They tell you over and over that you must grow your church into a large size or else you are a failure. How many times can a pastor be told he is a failure before he feels like a failure and does one of several things? First, just gives up, walks away from the ministry. Second, doesn't leave the ministry, but just quits trying and just sits back and waits for retirement. Or lastly, he ends it all. Unfortunately, the last one is beginning to happen way too often in ministry. So what is a pastor supposed to do? I recently came across an author by the name of Carl Vatters, who looks differently at small churches, their role in the kingdom of God on earth. He has written 2 books, The Grasshopper Myth and Small Church Essentials. I would personally read The Grasshopper Myth first and then The Small Church Essentials to understand the approach of Carl Vatters of how a small church is supposed to be. These 2 books look very differently at what small churches are all about. He raises the question, what if small churches are supposed to be the size they are in their particular location? His premise is that small churches are small for a reason. He gives several reasons for this. 1, They are small because they are unhealthy. Two, they are small because the area population is small. Or third, they are small because that is the size that best suits them and the ministry in the particular location in the kingdom of God on earth. You'd be surprised when you learn what Carl thinks about where his church is located. Carl believes every church size is necessary for the kingdom of God, from the megachurch all the way down to the smallest house church. He also believes that these churches should not be fighting against one another, but supporting one another. I know you may be questioning, how well does he know this? Well, 30 years as a small church pastor is pretty good experience. You may question, well, he is in some rural setting where that is all the potential there is for his church. However, you'd be wrong. His church is less than 30 minutes from Saddleback. How would you like your church to be close to one of the largest megachurches in the land? Would you feel threatened, defeated, before you even began to do ministry there in that location? So many small church pastors feel that intimidation, even when they don't have a megachurch down the block. Small church pastors are told all the time, you must grow the church or else. I've heard it my whole ministry, and unfortunately, I have said it to pastors as well. But what if? What if we stopped looking at it for a need to be a mega church and started looking at the small church from a different perspective? Carl Vatters gives you a new perspective on how to look at the small church. I would love to give you all the information you need to look differently at your small church, but there's just no way. I could do all that in this short time. But I will give you a simple, small sample of what Carl Vatters is trying to get across to all small church pastors, and really to pastors of all church sizes. Carl does not look at the size of the church as the only factor to determine whether or not the church is successful for the kingdom of God. Carl looks at the health of a church as to whether or not it is effective in ministry. Maybe that is the way we all need to start looking at the church. Size does not matter entirely, but health matters and thus allows effective ministry to take place in the setting that that particular church is in. Carl's idea of health is this. I think we should measure success the way Jesus did, one person at a time. Are individual people growing? Is the community being impacted? That's what matters. Also, he states, we should measure success not merely by the size of our church, but also by the depth and quality of the spiritual growth in God's in people's lives. Are you aware that 90% of all churches are under 200 in worship, and 80% of the churches are under 100 in worship in the world, and over 50% of the population, the Christian population, attends one of these churches? When you think about that, maybe Carl has it correct when he says small churches are an integral part of God's plan for the church on earth and how it operates and reaches the lost. As I read these two books, I came away with a sense that I was being set free from the guilt that had haunted me. I was freed to be the pastor God knew I was, but I didn't. It did not free me to be lazy or not try new things to reach more people, but it freed me to care for those who are there. It freed me to work and build a healthy church. You see, when you have a healthy church, it means that people are healthy. And because they are healthy, then others do come to visit. They see healthy people. They want to be a part of the community of God. The best thing about a healthy church is that it cares about each other and it cares about the community. It is a great calling and a great responsibility to be a pastor of a church, any size church. Be the pastor God called you to be, no matter the size of the church, because every church matters to God, no matter the size, and every pastor is where God placed them to be for the greater good of his kingdom on earth.
That's Reverend Randy Johnson. You've been listening to this week's Michigan District's Thought Leader Podcast.